BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Surrounding the powerful, rich, and famous are armed guards. Nations have men and women who go before and behind their rulers, ensuring absolute protection. Outside Windsor Castle, the guards in funny coats are very strict and serious about their watch. David had groups of mighty men who fought at his side. So dedicated and steadfast should I be as I guard what my lips say. James, the brother of Jesus, declared, quote, "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell." James chapter 1, verse 26, and chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Peter, with his lips, declared one moment, quote, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," which Jesus commended. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. A few days later, when Peter used the same lips to try to convince Jesus to not allow himself to be crucified, was rebuked, quote, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Saying good and right words should not cause me to stop guarding my lips. Otherwise, I may speak rashly and come to harsh rebuke or even ruin.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.